Today's episode topic comes from Ralph Estep Jr. of the Ask Ralph podcast. And Ralph's question was, how do believers balance faith with prepping? Well, it involves integrating spiritual principles with practical preparedness. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Practical Prepping. Today is March the 18th, 2024. And this is episode number 456. You know, this is the prepping podcast with no bunkers and no zombies and no alien invasions, just practical prepping, where we believe that stuff happens, so we need to stay prepared. And we're here to help you get prepared. Hi, guys. I'm Krista.
And I'm Mark. And if you'd like the expanded notes for this episode, go to practicalprepping.info/456. And if you're not receiving the Practical Prepping newsletter, while you're there, practicalprepping.info, click on free PDF, and we'll send you that PDF, and we'll also sign you up for the newsletter. Let's get into our topic today. The first thing that we need to understand is that faith begins with trust. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." We need to be seeking guidance through prayer. We need to seek what to prep for, how to allocate our resources, and how to prioritize our prepping.
Yeah, you know, and as a person of faith, we lean very heavily on hearing the voice of the Lord in our ways when we are seeking guidance and seeking which way to go and just even looking for the decisions to make, answers to questions. And that just comes from a real relationship with the Lord. And that's what we're talking about today, that we believe that you can balance a sense of faith and trust in God, who has a plan and a purpose for our lives, and also following His will by being good stewards and good citizens, by being prepared, and by having the things that we know that we're going to need in this life, on this earth, to try to make our way through. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's really no choice that you have to make. You can have both.
Yes. There's a couple of things that we can do to balance that perspective on preparedness. And one is to avoid fear-based motives. You know, we've been accused of being fear-mongers because we talk about prepping.
Well, oh, not like some that I've read, though.
Oh, I understand. I understand.
We really aren't fear-mongers.
No, but we've been accused of it.
That's true.
I asked a guy that accused us of being fear-mongers, my statement was, "You haven't listened to a podcast, have you?"
And he said, "No."
He said, "No, I haven't."
Yeah.
And he went strictly by the topic. And I explained to him that we're not trying to peddle fear. We're actually peddling peace, because there's peace in preparedness. We need to avoid an excessive focus on worst-case scenarios.
I mean, I know that there's some prepper groups out there, and they make their choice to be nothing but cataclysmic end times, post-apocalyptic. You know, they're playing it out like a Hollywood script.
Mm-hmm.
And we're respecting their choice to go that lane. That's just not what practical prepping is for us. That's their thing, and they've got their audience. But I believe that we've got a great appeal, too, because we've got folks that are just trying to make it from one day to the next and do so with the least amount of stress and to avoid panicking later.
And it just crossed my mind that a lot of those podcasts have not had a single person fall into what they prep for. There's not been a zombie apocalypse. Not been an EMP.
Right.
And so they're not prepping for the things that they will face. Now, in our case, many of our listeners have texted us and thanked us for helping them to be prepared to go through a hurricane, a tornado, power outages, snowstorms. So we're talking about the things that actually happen to people. I hope we never have an EMP.
Yeah, that's right.
I hope we never have a nuclear war. But we need to not focus on the worst case scenarios, but rather we need to live with faith and hope.
Yeah, I mean, just because we do have a relationship with God and that we have trusted Christ as our Savior, that doesn't automatically mean that we're leading a rosy garden path of trouble-free living. If anything, we're faced with the very same challenges and threats mm-hmm. that anybody else would be faced with. And yet, not only do we have the peace of knowing that we have been practical preppers for our own good, but that we also have the Lord to thank for being able to provide us with work and the intelligence and the means by which to be able to prepare so that we can live a life of peacefulness and that our faith can be lived out. You know, they say faith without works is dead. And what that means, it doesn't mean that works creates faith. It means that if you have faith in God, it's going to cause you to behave and decide and choose in ways that are going to be honoring to Him and beneficial for yourself.
It also helps us to keep a positive outlook on the future.
Yeah.
We're not concerned about these normal things that we normally prepare for. We're prepared. We're ready. If we have an ice storm, we're good. If we have supply shortages, we're good. Now, I was in one of the groups on Facebook, and in that group came a question. And the man said, "What do I need to be prepping?" And the lady's answer was, "Jesus is the only prep you need."
Okay.
We agree that a personal relationship with Jesus Christ is the single most important prep that we can have.
I believe that.
Actually, it's above water.
Yes,
It's more important than water.
You're right. That's
prepping for eternity, and He is the only way that we can avoid spending eternity in hell.
But the Scripture also teaches us to be prepared. I mean, with all due respect to the lady's comment that Jesus being the only prep you need, I'm going to say that that's going to be the center of your focus for your prepping. But Jesus is going to also guide you and lead you into prepping further, you know,
exactly.
In terms of what we need on this earth.
Exactly.
And two different kind of things. There's spiritual prepping, and then there's practical earthly prepping.
Yes, and Scripture clearly teaches us to be prepared.
It does.
And we address that in our book, The 31-Day Devotional for Preppers, and we'll reference a few of those things today. Now, believers view prepping in one of two ways.
Okay.
And that first lady views it like this: I don't have to worry. God will take care of me. Well,
okay.
All right.
Yeah.
He
okay.
will.
Yeah.
However, Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 says, "And my God will meet all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus." And He will. But it's not like we're snowed in and Jesus is going to drop groceries off on the step.
Well, yeah, I see what you're saying. And that's completely responsible to be able to think that we can understand that we can be in the middle of that snowstorm. We can be in the middle of that power outage. Perhaps we may even have suffered a tornado damage to a home.
Exactly.
As devastating as that is, it doesn't mean that Jesus has left us or doesn't care.
No, but this is what the lady's saying. And then here are biblical scriptures that sometimes they will use to do that.
Oh, I see. To kind of just contextualize it.
Exactly.
Oh.
Now, Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 says, "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes?"
And, you know, Christ was preaching in we call it the Beatitudes, and that was that Sermon on the Mount. And you've got to be able to apply that verse in the context of how He is addressing those people at that time and what their concerns were.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's an old joke about a huge flood. And the man prayed, "God, save me." And a boat comes along and offers assistance. And the man says, "No, God's going to save me." So when he's standing on the roof, another boat comes by and he gives the same answer. Mm. And then when he's standing on top of the chimney, a helicopter comes and he says, "No, God's going to save me."
Okay.
And he drowns.
Oh.
So he says to God, "I asked you to save me." And God said, "I sent you two boats and a helicopter. What more could you want?"
Right.
Yes, God will save us, but we got to get in the boat.
You've got to be common sensible.
We have to do something. We have to take action.
Mm-hmm.
There's a second way that believers can approach this, and that is that God's Word tells us to be prepared.
Okay.
Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 through 8 says, "Go to the ant, O sluggard, observe her ways and be wise, which having no chief officer or ruler, prepares her food in the summer and gathers her provision in the harvest."
Okay, some prepping some food storage.
And then you go to chapter 21 of the book of Proverbs, verse 20, and it says, "In the house of the wise are stores of choice food and oil, but the foolish man devours all he has."
Mm-hmm.
Now, here it's talking about food and oil, but it applies in so many areas of our lives. This is something that we need to get across to our young people, is not to waste our resources, but to store up. They will need that money later down the road. They need to be putting money aside. They need to have a savings plan. They need to store up. But in the context of prepping, we look here, the wise have the food and the oil, but the foolish have nothing to eat.
Mm-hmm. I've got another verse for you in Proverbs. You know, we're kind of camping out here in Proverbs, but Proverbs is a wonderful book of instruction and wisdom, and it's well worth our time to read Proverbs. In chapter 22, verse 3, the Word of God says, "A prudent man sees danger and takes refuge, but the simple keep going and suffer for it." I mean, I think that's a pretty clear message.
It is. And the exact wording is repeated in Proverbs 27:12, verbatim. Now, I had a college professor that says, if I say it twice, you'd better pay attention. It will be on the test.
Boom.
Now, God said the exact same thing in two verses, and that is that the prudent see danger and take action.
There you go.
We see danger in that we know stuff happens.
You got to stay prepared.
Absolutely. Now, faith also gives us a sense of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It gives us hope and trust in something greater than ourselves. Faith gives us comfort and direction during times of adversity. And prepping is practical steps to mitigate potential risk. We need to develop that emergency plan. We need to assess our needs. We need to be storing essential supplies. We need to develop those survival plans. We need to plan for natural disasters, economic downturns, societal disruptions. And while praying for protection and guidance, we need to take steps to be prepared.
Something I was thinking about, too, is being a person of faith, that does not automatically save us from danger or troubles. But, you know, God is faithful, and I've lived long enough to know this from experience. God is faithful to sustain us and to provide that refuge to help us through whatever that adversity is that we may be facing. And the longer you walk with the Lord, the more you're going to find that as you look back through the course of your life, you're going to find where He didn't exactly spare you from trouble, but He certainly walked you through it. And things could have been so much worse than they probably were. There is a verse, Psalm 46, 1 through 3.
"God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth could change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling."
It's interesting, a kind of a geographical and weather picture that is put in that scripture there. And you know, you're talking about events that are way larger than any one person.
Yeah, you think about the power of the rushing waters. You think about the power it takes to move mountains.
Yeah, your earthquakes and how the earth can open up, or wind, how the wind can topple 200-year-old trees. You know, these are large natural events over which we have absolutely no control.
Absolutely.
No control whatsoever. And we know somewhere on planet Earth, there's going to be some kind of a cataclysmic event at some point that's going to deeply affect certain persons. Every time I hear about a Middle Eastern earthquake or an Asian earthquake or a volcano in one of the tropical areas, my mind automatically thinks of, there are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of people who are going to be directly affected by that tragedy. And there will be two kinds of people, the ones that are prepared for it and the ones that are not prepared for it. I mean, it just comes down to those two. And we find, too, that God in his presence does not automatically mean the absence of trouble or the absence of danger. God is not the author of danger. Now, God will allow things to happen, but he's not exactly causing it, but he's walking us with it through it, you know, hand in hand. And so when I think about being a person of faith and a person of practical prepping, I find that if I'm studying his word and I'm in prayer and I'm fellowshipping with fellow believers, I think that's a very important aspect of faith as well. I know a lot of folks are trying to be out there and be a faithful believer all on their own by themselves. Mm-hmm. But I think the word is very clear. It instructs us to fellowship with other believers. And I believe that's in Bible study and worship time and attendance in a home church or even a church in somebody's home, but in a way that you develop a faith community. And you'll find that you'll have a heart for helping other people in their time of need. You know, you have had years of disaster relief experience. You know what it feels like to be a person of faith, to come in and meet someone's physical need, but to also be there to pray with them,
yes,
to encourage them, to give them that hope, that kind word, that assurance that God has not forgotten them and that there will be a way through that. And so that helps to focus on your own level of preparedness, even more so with your family, your friends, your neighborhood, your community. So you want to seek his will and his purpose for your life. I know that we do. That's a number one for us, is to seek God's will and his purpose for our lives day by day, year by year. And when we do that and we place God in his rightful place in our lives as number one, he will guide and lead us, and the things will fall into place where they're meant to fall. And it just further underscores our practical prepping. Are we perfect at it? No. Are we going to make mistakes? You bet. We're just as human as you guys are. But, you know, it still gives me so much comfort and peace to know that I live in the grace of God, and his grace is boundless. I can't use it up.
Yeah, and another thing here, too, is that we don't have to fear. 365 times throughout Scripture, God says, do not fear.
So that's one for every single day of the year.
Fear not.
Fear not.
Don't be afraid. And so that's something that we can take comfort in knowing that he's in control, but going ahead and taking steps to mitigate the potential hazards that we might face. We've repeated many times that prepping helps us to not panic when the unexpected occurs. Faith also helps us to know that we can trust our Heavenly Father to work out all things for our good.
Well, you know, here's the scripture for that. Very, very well known among believers is Romans 8:28. And it says, and we know in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And this is where a lot of folks have been through a tragedy or a disaster or a catastrophe or a personal trial or something going on in their family that just really shook them up pretty hard. But if they're a person of faith, God will allow them to look back on that and see his hand through every step of the way. And they would say, I would have never known the bountiful grace and provision of God had I not gone through this trial, this trouble, this unexpected disaster that happened in my life. I would never have known the grace and the fullness of God being right there with me to give me peace and comfort.
Can I share a personal story here, very personal for you? It was your parents that buried two of six adult children.
Yes. One daughter was 27, and they buried a son when he was 50. So my parents went through something a lot of parents never dream of going through, and that's burying a child, and in their case, an adult child, a child with whom they had years and years and years of relationship. And as tragic and heartbreaking as those two deaths were for my parents to endure, they sought the Lord. They were people of great faith in a great, great God. And God gave them the ability to be able to minister to other parents who themselves had lost adult children and just didn't really know where to turn or who to talk to. Sometimes when you're in that kind of a situation, you really kind of seek out someone who's walked that road already, someone who's been there ahead of you. And my parents found a unique ministry opportunity to be able to reach out when they had heard word that this had happened to some family. It didn't even have to be a member of their church, just anyone that was in the community. And they were able to really help someone through that by sharing their heartache, their sorrow, but their great trust in the Lord that He had a plan and that it didn't take God by surprise. Some of these things take us by surprise, but God had a plan for each of their lives, and each of their lives had purpose and meaning. And there was something beautiful that could come out of that sorrow. And I will tell you that that brought my own parents a level of peace mm-hmm. they would not otherwise have experienced.
Exactly. Now, I think Scripture is clear that we need to be prepared, but we do need to be balancing our prepping with spirituality. We need to balance spiritual and physical prepping and not be afraid, but not be afraid to prep. But ultimately, it's all in God's hands.
We believe that. We truly do, and we hope and trust that you yourselves will have a faith in God. We're not here to tell you that you have to believe the way that we do, but we're here to tell you that we believe that there is a one true Almighty God. We truly, honestly do believe, and we believe that His Word is His Word, and that in it we are going to find what His plans and purposes are, and we can find wisdom for today in the Word that He has before us here in the Bible. And we just want you to know that, yes, we're human just like anyone else, and that we're not above anyone. And just because we do have a faith in God does not mean that we think that we're better or more specially treated than anyone. God has a plan and a purpose for us. And there are times when we mess things up. There are times when we still fail Him, but He does not fail us. And it is a joy and a privilege to be able to believe in a good Father such as God, and that He has given us the wherewithal to be able to be practical preppers in ways that has been very beneficial for our family and for our community. And I believe that because of our faith, it has opened our hearts to a special level of kindness and awareness in our community, a level of being able to help our brother in need. Folks are going to be out there that are not prepping, and rather than rebuke them for that, we just maybe need to help them learn step by step that they can start today becoming a prepper, and perhaps they need to consider what their spiritual prepping plan is, because above all, that is the most important decision you can make, is your spiritual life, where you're going to spend eternity, is either going to be on the road that you're already on, headed away from Christ and headed for hell, or to allow Him to rescue you through His salvation, and that is to believe in Christ. And the Scripture is very clear. If you want to email us for more information about how you can follow the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we will email and speak with you privately about that and share more if you like, because it's like I've always said, listen, we care about you, and we are so glad that you care about us, and that you have this doorway into our lives, and that you allow us into your life. It's an honor for us to be able to serve you this way and to help you. Because, you know, stuff has happened and stuff is going to happen. And so we just need to keep on staying prepared. And I just want you to know I love you with the love of Christ, and Mark feels the same way. And we pray the best and the finest for you. Stuff happens. Stay prepared, and we'll see you next time.